Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as always...
Hey Tommy, it's Ben Vanell. I'm sitting in the same room as you.
Mm-hmm.
That's... It feels like
I can't hear you guys over Skype.
It's really nice to have you back in the room with
There's
me.
There's something going on here with the audio...
And no delays, no weird interruptions, and no overlapping.
What?
Hello?
God. No. And a man who just ate a cake.
I am in the same room. We both just ate cakes. Yes. Tommy brought back, you're back from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You've got these little rectangular cakes that you brought back. No, it's definitely not a cube.
Well, it's definitely not a rectangle.
Yeah, it's somewhere in between, 3D. Isn't it? It's 3D, but it's not a perfect square.
2.5D.
Yeah. What is a box? What is a 3D rectangle? It's not a cube.
A polygon?
A box? Yeah, they're all polygons.
Yeah.
No, a polygon, I think, is just a flat thing that's used to construct a 3D object.
You might be right.
So it's a Eurogamer.
So yeah, you boys both had a little cake that I brought back from Japan.
Mm.
I didn't have any. Let me ask you this. How are you feeling? Bit drowsy or?
Oh no. He's locked the door.
There's a lot of packaging in Japanese products.
Yes.
There's this little knife it came with, this little like wrapping paper inside of the box. Mm-hmm. Some strange kind of pill casing. There is a lot of plastic and shit here.
There's
though.
Way
for,
too
for
much
a small
waste.
Cake. Mm. Yeah. We were talking about this before we started recording, and I don't know, maybe we should just go for it and put in unnecessary plastic and everything.
Well, we all...
Burn the place.
We read that 2050 report, right? Well, we read the article in Vice about the report.
I don't know what you're... Oh, that would the world will end.
The world...
I heard a report from a guy yelling near the train station the other day that it was nearly over.
Yeah.
I didn't read the report. I just flicked to the centerfold. The image of the... burning globe with its tits out.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic babes.
What is the Vice thing? Is it like do's and don'ts?
Yeah.
Do give up. Don't worry.
Don't plan.
Yes.
Beyond 2035.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, while I was in Japan, I met a Japanese listener of this show.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
An actual Japanese person who listens to this show.
I just wanted to say quickly before we moved on, good cakes.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to review the cakes. Yeah, they were delicious cakes. A hint of sort of matcha or that green tea. Mm. Very, very faint aftertaste.
Tell you what, matcha sugar in there as well.
Let's give them a plug. Can you... grab the box, Ben. What are they called?
They're called...
They were given to me as a gift.
They had it on here on the little...
Fukusaya Cube Castella from Nagasaki.
Cube.
Yeah, cube.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I said cube, because I read the box before.
Right. You had inside information.
Yeah. Since 1624.
Wow.
This company has existed.
Damn. So these guys... It stands to reason that they'd be good cakes.
1624 to 2050. Rest in peace, Nagasaki Cake Corporation.
I really liked it. Cube. I'm not a cake fan. Certainly not a sponge cake fan. Mm. I like a cheesecake, but that was good. Maybe I liked it because it was relatively small as well.
What do you think of a carrot cake?
Like a carrot cake?
Love a carrot cake and a cheesecake too. I think we've got similar cake appreciation
and
levels.
We
don't enjoy a normal cake. Like this.
Like that, but it was a small dose.
If I've got to fucking eat a chocolate cake at a birthday party, if someone's like, have a slice, go on, I will absolutely do it politely and then bitch about it later on a podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
I used to think I liked cake. It turned out I liked icing.
Yeah.
If there's a heavy icing ratio, then that's great. But when the icing's really thin... and then you're just getting through a lot of dry, bland cake in the middle. Mm-hmm. Not into that.
Yeah. Did the phrase, that's just the icing on the cake, never make sense to you then? Like, what do you mean it's just the one good thing about the bad thing?
I guess I never really thought about it too deeply.
You also liked the cherry on top, didn't you?
Well, I mean, the cherry on top is just like one extra little very good thing about
it's
it.
It's just the icing on the cake. So, you know.
A Japanese listener, hello to them.
Chiharu.
Cool. Chiharu.
Yep.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for listening.
She's very nice. She's a student. Mm-hmm. She listens to this. Mm-hmm. A very strange experience, standing in a sake bar, surrounded by people not speaking English.
Yes.
Being asked questions about what Adam Knox is really like.
As you described it, they started to turn and look and frown. Like, it just cuts through. Somehow it just transcends language. They start pointing to this, like, illustration of a mythical beast on the wall.
Right.
Noxu! Noxu!
Yeah, the ancient dossier.
Yes! It just, yeah, it's in every culture. There's a Nox in every culture.
She was telling me, she listens to this in spite of the fact that she doesn't own a console, but she was telling me that when her mum was pregnant with her, her mum played through a whole bunch of the Dragon Quest games that were available at the time.
That's like playing Mozart for a baby in the womb. You play Dragon Quest games, they come out and they're like, oh, 1, 9,
yeah.
4, mm-hmm. numbers. You learn numbers, which are the main primary thing of that game, and mm-hmm. stories.
Yeah.
And dragons.
So I guess that's why she's just intrinsically just into this, you know, listening to people talk about video games in spite of the fact that she has no personal connection to the thing that we're talking about playing every week.
Right. There'll be a whole generation of kids who have grown up listening to this podcast while they were in the womb. Well, not grown up, but like whilst in the womb.
They won't make it to adulthood.
No.
They grow in the womb.
Yeah.
I guess they do.
Yeah. Mm. Huh. You guess?
It's one of the main things you do in the womb.
I don't know. I think you do most of your growth in your 20s.
Well, I disagree with that. Strongfully.
Yeah, good cake. Honestly, I do feel sleepy after it. I think I'm having like an immediate sugar reaction.
Yeah.
Well, I had a Red Bull at the same time.
My body is kicking in. How was Japan?
My body's kicking in.
My body is dropping out because the sugar is kicking in. And my body's like, all right, buddy, off you go.
Mm. I had a very nice time. I was only there for about 3 days. But yeah, it was good. I just sort of cruised around, hit up some favorite food spots, went to some galleries. Had a very nice time.
Excellent.
Just living it up.
Were you in Tokyo?
I was in Tokyo.
I've been having a very Tokyo heavy few days because I've been watching.
I'd love to know what this means.
Tokyo heavy.
Yeah.
I've been watching Evangelion.
Oh yeah, okay.
Which we'll talk about on the Patreon bonus thing because it's not a video game.
Certainly will. Yeah.
Here's a preview. Oh.
God, if that doesn't make you intrigued, what does that mean?
I think there's going to be a few more questions at the sake bar next time I'm back in Japan. But what was that noise?
I reckon I could give pretty accurate reviews with just a noise.
That's okay. A review podcast where every episode just goes for like 3 seconds.
Or even you do the whole thing, but then instead of a rating at the end, you give a summary noise. Like, give me like a game to review that I've played.
Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia? Oh, yeah.
That's a word.
Yeah, you went, oh,
you said,
yeah.
Just because a noise contains something that you interpret as a vowel.
Well, all words are noises. That's always going to be an out.
It wasn't, no. It was like,
Okay, well, that's not what you did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you loved it.
Oh, yeah.
But there'd be cavemen hearing that going, that's a word. We know what that means.
Yeah. But cavemen don't listen to this podcast.
Mm.
So
fuck, he's once again got me on a technicality.
You cannot dodge my logic beams.
So you don't get this kind of fluid convo over Skype, do you?
No,
this
you
is
don't.
What it's all about, boys.
What?
Final Fantasy VII.
Huh. But you're also doing a big gesture.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So does fucking a voice actor when they're in the booth. But no one else hears that. You don't see. They don't put a little picture in picture of fucking Tom Hanks being Woody in Toy Story 4. So you have to ignore that bit.
But they do animate kind of based on watching him make the faces when he records.
Yeah. Well, this is a radio play.
Is this a play?
Yeah, essentially. But a short one. A play is just trying to convey an emotion or a feeling and a mood.
Or a story.
Through its story.
Yes.
Mm. I was heading you off at the pass.
You got me. Fuck, here you are. This so cake is, has like elevated your intellect.
Is this like Limitless?
Yes.
The cake has made us all tap into 100% of our potential.
Mm-hmm. I had a few good calls. It's working.
So we should talk about, first of all, the only big bit of news that we could that we sort of found for the week
is that we're going on tour.
Oh yeah, we are going to Melbourne, July 13th. We're doing a big live show at the
taking the trip to Melbourne.
I'm scared. Good thing I've got my Switch.
Yeah,
play on the my house.
What's the ETA for you to the venue, Knox?
About 23 minutes.
Okay. What about you?
About 20.
Okay. Yep.
We're sort of coming in from different... We're all coming in from different angles.
Different compass points.
Yeah, there's really only one point of the compass that's not covered. So maybe if a listener can get in touch and let us know.
Maybe a guest. We got to book a guest from the south.
We need it. Yeah, we need... The south side's the only uncovered...
Yeah.
The only uncovered terrain. Mm. I can think of two that live in the south that we could get previous guests of the show.
They live together.
We live together.
Yes.
Maybe a penguin.
Yeah, the two penguins.
They live south.
I reckon I'll knock out that trip in a clean 15 from here.
Yes. Yeah.
See, that was a review of your trip. And then after the week after, which is what, the 20th or the 21st?
21st.
The Sunday, the 21st.
Yeah.
Sydney, baby.
Yeah.
Sydney. Sin City, as I like to call it. And I did call it.
Because you stutter when you get into the airport. Ah, beautiful Sin City.
Now, ETA for that, door to door, house to venue. What are you... I actually don't know where our venue is, so that complicates things.
No,
it's
I don't know.
It's at the Lansdowne, which is
I think it's in Chippendale.
Chippendale.
Okay, okay. I know
Rescue
that.
Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
I know I've got the first thing I'm going to say at the live show.
So I would say, am I getting, just imagining that I were to go straight to the venue rather than be there for a few days. I'm at the Comedy Store if you're in Sydney for Thursday, Friday, Saturday before that.
Yes.
So for me, it was 20 minutes door-to-door in Melbourne. I'm going to say it's like 28 door-to-door Melbourne to Sydney.
No, I'm saying from your house here, airport, flight, cab straight to the venue.
Okay. That'd be around 19 hours. I get lost easily.
Okay. Interesting.
No, I don't
You're going the long way.
About
You're going via London.
Because I like to be at the airport early.
Okay. Factor that in. That's fine.
It's a domestic flight, though. You don't need to be.
No, I know. But I'm just worried about something happening on the way there that delays me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A funny thing happening on the way to the airport.
If that would have happened. If a funny thing would have happened on the way to the airport, I'm sure that would make for an unbearable play.
Yeah.
But you live not too far from where I used to live. And it's a dream run to the airport.
Yeah.
There.
It's good. That you don't have to go on the freeway. But I will also be going into the city and getting the sky bus.
Okay.
So that'll be around an hour. Let's call that. I'll be there 2 hours early. That's three.
What?
Wow.
2 hours early for a domestic flight?
Yeah. Watch me get to Sydney.
There's no wrong answers here, okay?
The wrong answer of whatever it is Tommy does every time.
That's true.
And so I'm doing the opposite of that. You can't be too careful.
You're north and you're south and I'm in the middle.
And
I'm the equator.
I would rather be up at the North Pole dancing with those elves than in the middle.
At the in Colombia dancing with those sweet Colombian girls at the equator.
What is in this cake? There's
hot takes.
Anyway, it's
okay,
about,
so that's 3 hours.
5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flight's about an hour.
Yeah.
I think you're probably about 45. That's pretty fair.
Yeah.
I'll say 4 hours then.
Yeah, I reckon you've got one unnecessary hour in there, so I'm going to say four.
But you know what I'm going to do in that hour? Watch some planes take off, eat a quick little McMuffin. You know what I mean?
You could prepare for the show.
It's a fun time at the airport. What is that other than preparation? Looking at a goldfish bowl, watching the goldfish getting relaxed, that's preparation.
For what?
Anything that life throws at you.
Oh, wow.
If you're relaxed, then you're willing.
Literally anything.
Then you're capable of taking on any task that might be set upon you.
Just watching a goldfish. Right. Someone tries to talk you about, you're like, shh, I'm in training. I don't know what for yet, but I know this will help one day.
Yeah, about 5 hours. Anyway, that's on the 21st.
Yes.
So filthycasuals.com.au.
Yep.
Big live shows coming up. Be great to see all the filth out and about.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
That was the headline news of the week.
Mm, all the all the major outlets have picked it up this week, in spite of the fact that we've been talking about it for about 4 weeks
now. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But Kotaku's headline was Filthy Casuals live show. Problematic?
Do they do a lot of that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They do. Yeah. And Polygon.
No, it was just a random.
I find them more to be like, they'll just kind of report on anything. They're like, check out this fan art of Ash from Pikachu that we found.
What PopCap toys will be for sale at the fucking.
Yeah, a lot of Tuesday Amazon deals.
Not Fuck PopCap. Off. What are those big heads ones? Funko Pops.
Yeah.
What's PopCap? They're PopCap, a game studio, aren't they?
They were the ones who used to make zombie Plants vs. Zombies.
Right.
Good thing we're going to Sydney because I'll have my Switch with me for some time to play Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
Ritual of the Night. Yes. Yeah, so this came out at the end of last week on PC, PS4 and Xbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just today, as we're recording this on the Switch, and so far the headlines are that the Switch version is terrible.
Mm.
People saying the frame rate is very bad, getting very, very slow and chuggy in certain areas.
Yeah.
They've botched it pretty significantly by all accounts.
That's the talk.
This is the trend. Everyone's saying this. Everyone but one man.
I've played about an hour and a half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Half of it docked, half of it handheld. When it's docked, it's fine.
Mm.
It looks kind of worse than I imagine. I haven't played any of the other versions, I should point out.
Yeah.
But it runs playably. It looks like a Switch version of a game that wasn't made for Switch, you know, which is like in itself weird just because the 2D sort of quite simple nature of the game.
Yeah, I was going to say this is not a first-person shooter with insane graphics.
Yeah,
that's and also they were originally developing this for the Wii U.
The Vita.
So it's strange for them to be caught off guard because it's not a port. They have just been developing it for ages and knowing that they were doing it for all three for quite some time.
So before, it's got to be something. Oh, well, I'm not a fucking programmer, but I would assume that it's something to do with it not being well optimized or whatever for the Switch, because they've come out and said, oh, we hear you, we're working on patches, da-da-da-da-da.
They turned around today and went, we've shifted all resources across to making a patch that's going to stabilize it a bit more. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with it. Because I played about half an hour of it before you guys got here. And, yeah, I found it fine. Like, it didn't seem – if I didn't know that there were issues with it, I would think the same. Oh, it's a downgraded visually thing.
But totally. Because it definitely looks worse. It's a worse resolution and all of the stuff that you would expect. I don't know if they downgraded the voice acting for it as well, but fuck me. The intro, I've turned on the Japanese voices instead because I can't, you know, detect as much of the poor acting with that.
Right.
But like the intro.
We've talked about that with Breath of the Wild, how much a difference just it's like if you don't like the acting, but it's like I love the idea that to a native Japanese speaker that acting is worse.
Yeah,
and we're just going, God, this is such a better experience.
Yeah. But honestly, it's like, you know, if you don't know a language, if you turn on French or German or something and don't know the language, it might as well be like Banjo-Kazooie noises or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
it
isn't.
You're comparing languages other than English to gibberish.
And that is why I specifically switched to making the comparison to French and German.
Yes.
But
I thought that might have been the case.
you know what I mean is that you can't detect the same inflection. English, I understand. Other languages, I'm too dumb to.
Debatable.
I mean, like, what does that mean?
Unlike Nox, I think the Japanese is a beautiful language. Very melodic.
Great cake makers.
Nothing unlike me. I think that it is a fantastic language. That is why it is my preference. Anyway, I hated the intro of the guy whispering really fucking quietly.
Yeah, that sucks.
And like underneath the volume of the music at times, it's the weirdest. Anyway, doesn't look great. They've taken out some effects and the resolution is worse. It runs not at 60 but at 30 and all that sort of stuff and chugs a little bit at like there's a boss at the end and that sort of stuff. But it's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay when it's docked. The handheld mode is pretty shitty.
Probably that was what I was thinking. I'd only played it docked. Yeah.
In terms of performance.
It's fuzzy as fuck.
Oh, right.
The resolution is really low to the point where it's kind of unpleasant to look at. 3DS kind of looking game.
Oh, shit.
The performance does seem to get worse.
Right.
I didn't directly compare like exact segments with each other, but it was noticeably less enjoyable in the handheld mode, which really does suck.
I'll be interested to see what they're able to do and how quickly they're able to do it, because the way they worded it seems like, I don't know how this can creep up on you, but it seems like it's really caught them off guard, and they have very quickly gone, we've got to fix this.
They put the Switch version out a week after all the others.
Just the way they worded it, though, like them saying, oh, we've shifted all resources across to this.
They didn't say when. I reckon they knew this was coming. I reckon they
had. We shifted resources across 2 months ago because we knew it wasn't ready.
Exactly, And the other thing I forgot to mention, on both versions, less so in the docked mode, more so in the handheld, there is a noticeable delay between pushing a button and the response. So it means you're trying to jump off of the edge of something and you don't.
Yeah,
I read that somewhere else. I didn't find that too much so far. I've only played a very small.
Much in the docked mode, it was fine there, but it gets more noticeable in the handheld.
Yeah,
mode.
Okay.
Right. To me, again, I'm in my head about it because I've seen people saying that.
Mm. Yeah,
a lot of people are more pedantic with this sort of stuff than I am.
Right.
Normally, it doesn't tend to bother me that much, but it is noticeable in this, and it's made me kind of want to shy away from playing too much of it until maybe there is some kind of patch that.
Yeah. I hope it comes pretty soon, because even though I've only played a very little bit of it, I do like it so far.
Right.
It seems really cool.
I've played through that first ship segment.
Yep.
And yeah, it seems like it could be a cool game.
Yeah.
Because
last week, this wasn't really on my radar at all, but then started seeing some advanced stuff for it, and I was like, oh, this looks really cool. And then I remembered you, Adam, talking about the little prequely spin-off 8-bit version that they made a few months ago, about a year ago, maybe over a year ago now.
Yeah, maybe.
That was like a stretch goal on the Kickstarter called Curse of the Moon, and that's great.
Yeah.
So if you've only got a Switch and you think this is cool, you want to hold off until the patch, you haven't played that yet, that's a great entry point.
Yeah.
I'd recommend just getting that to start with. It's pretty short, but it's great.
And look, it's not broken, the Switch version. It's just like, it is noticeably, you can tell that you're playing something similar to how you had with Wolfenstein 2.
Yeah.
You can tell you're playing something that is kind of hampered by where you're playing it, and it's distracting.
Right. Yeah.
Is the worst part of it. So you were saying maybe you'll try the PS4 version.
Absolutely. I'm going to. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm also going to try the PS4 version of Wolfenstein 2.
It's a good game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you play it on easy and just focus on having fun with it rather than doing the more difficult than it should be combat.
Right.
God, I'm opinionated. Anyway, the Bloodstained thing we'll get back to next week, because we haven't really had much time to play much of it. But look forward to a full review from all three of us next week. I'm making that pledge.
It's a multi-platform game. Everyone should listen to the episode. There's no reason to get annoyed about us reviewing a Nintendo game.
Mm.
Is there a Nintendo game that we're talking about this week that was going to be we were leading into there?
No. We've just got that complaint many times before.
It did seem like it would be a perfect candidate for the Switch, though.
Yeah.
Game early on, so whatever. Speaking of the Switch, I guess, I've been playing a Switch game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear about that?
No.
Good, because I wasn't going to tell you.
Okay.
It's for me. I need my me time. I've been playing My Friend Pedro.
Okay.
Which is that 2D...
He's the guy from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know where we're up to then.
Yeah.
It's
such a random movie.
That dance scene is epic.
It's so epic.
The it's a 2D shooting game. Very simple, straightforward levels where you're kind of doing...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I know what this
Max Payne-y stuff with slow motion.
Bullet-timey sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Jumping off of walls, shooting a pan to make bullets ricochet. Sort of action puzzle kind of... Very light on the word puzzle there.
Right.
Sort of creative action, I guess, is what it's trying to get you to do.
Mm-hmm.
With like a sort of kooky, light-hearted vibe to it.
How is the the movement just very straightforward? Is it like just normal physics, platforming, moving around?
So you've got your left stick and your right stick.
Okay.
Whoa, left stick's moving you about. Whoa. I'm not going to slow down. So if you can't keep up, this game's too hot for you.
If you start introducing buttons, please do it slowly.
ZR or the right trigger,
mm-hmm.
that's your shoot button.
Okay.
Hold up on the D-pad. You're changing weapons. ZL. That so the,
I'm
okay.
gonna need to get some paper and a pen.
Yeah. The right stick is
what
to
is a D-pad?
Aim in a circle. Not much. What's a D-pad with you?
Thank you.
Circling around where you're pointing.
He's actually in a circle at the moment.
With the right stick.
Yeah, he really is walking us through it.
Do you want to know the controls?
He's really working the clitoris with that thing.
Know how much pressure it takes for me to lose control. Because you're pushing me.
Okay.
I am full of cake and I am ready to make some mistakes, yeah. Jake. So.
That was a mistake.
Flake. That's all of them, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, the left trigger will lock you on where you're aiming at the time, and then you can move like a second gun around if you keep moving the right stick there.
Right.
Okay.
So with some weapons, you're able to double point.
Yeah,
obviously
yeah.
not with like a shotgun. Mm-hmm. You can jump off of walls. You can do kind of a roll. If you press L, you spin around to dodge bullets.
Yep.
For sort of a limited time, mm-hmm. but then because you're spinning, your bullets will kind of go randomly, so you're less effective like right. that. And it's all little tricks and bits and pieces like that that you kind of combine to get through these levels in as stylish a way as possible, basically.
Oh.
You're kind of chaining together kills and little jumps and stuff,
mm-hmm.
almost like a Tony Hawk or something, mm-hmm. to get through the level to get a good rating at the end. The rating doesn't really matter. I've been getting C's and B's most of the time.
Right.
But it is pretty cool when you get an A or an S.
Well,
or an S.
C's get degrees.
Dude, T's and A's, they're my favorite grades.
Wow.
T and A, that's what I used to get back in school.
Really, did you?
Yeah, trouble and alone time.
You got visited by the teacher's aide a lot.
Yeah.
You got definitely. A lot of personal attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice. The story stuff is...
Yeah, what's the like aesthetic? What's the feel of the game?
So it's Devolver Digital type of like humorous in a very internet humor kind of way.
Okay.
So I don't really want to spoil anything because it does throw sort of surprise levels and stuff that are kind of cool because it changes up what you're doing a fair bit. But yeah, it's mostly the sort of stuff you'd imagine from that kind of not Rick and Morty, it's not that far, but like a Adult Swim kind of sense of humor of like a little bit random, a little bit chatty kind of, you know, we're in a crazy situation with guns and it's like, I wonder what time it is, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, wondering what time it is.
But that's universal.
I mean.
It's very relatable.
Yeah.
You've got like a floating invisible banana.
6:09. Hell six. Yes.
Yeah.
Get that fat guy out of the middle and we got ourselves a party.
Made my booking for dinner for two.
Get that fat guy out of the pool.
The little floating banana thing that was in all of the previews and stuff, and he's like the logo. He's like a guide, and the only sort of you don't
like
talk
Clippy.
As a character. Little like Clippy.
Right.
Like Clippy but banana, and he's like
Quippy.
Murderous. I guess Quippy would be an okay name for him.
All right.
Hey. Yeah. It looks like you're trying to write a joke there. Want to give up halfway through? And then a lot of the time they push like, yeah.
A lot of the time Knox clicks, I'll work it out on stage.
And it works. Why would they put the option there? Why would they put the option there if it's not one that you're allowed to select? On Quippy.
Does Clippy still exist? Like when they make new versions of Word, they're not updating him, are they?
No, I got Word. No, no, got no Clippy.
There's definitely Clippy's been gone for quite a while.
Yeah. Really?
I don't think there's Clip Art anymore.
You said he was going to a farm.
Yeah, you almost did.
Believe with the other paper clips.
Yeah, there's a really nice office stationery manager up there who lets them all fold and staple out
that's
on the
nice.
Yeah.
As long as he's alive and happy.
Yes.
He's there with all the wingdings and the little postman who's rushing that clip art guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Right.
The pilot.
Mm.
3D word art.
Yep, 3D word art.
Letters.
The floppy disk.
I'm trying to think of things from Word.
Good old
Zip
fashioned
drive.
Values.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, where have they gone?
Fuck.
Anyway, so it's pretty straightforward looking. They've not done anything too crazy with the visuals. It's not too new of an idea, bullet time and shooting in 2D with the aiming and all that sort of stuff.
It's like giving me like Super Hot and Mirror's Edge and like Max Payne. Yeah, it's all Max Payne stuff. Well,
2D
kind
of you know, ultra violence, but with a smiley veneer because you're a crazy hitman guy who's got a mask on. Mm-hmm. But it's quite fun.
Yeah, yeah,
it does. I'm enjoying just about to ask if it's good or not, because yeah. you've given
that's why you've got to leave until the end.
Of detail.
Sure. Oh, okay. I'll put the icing at the bottom of the cake.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, you know that it's wrong though.
A little treat at the very end.
Yeah. I'm having a good time with it. Like, it's actually quite fun to try and combo them up and do it quickly. You take enough damage quickly enough that the slow motion stuff is useful. You really do feel like you're getting better at it. The controls take a lot of getting used to at first. They're just a bit weird enough that it takes a little while. But once you've got it, it throws enough different stuff at you during it. It's quite short,
right?
But you can replay it for more higher scores and stuff. I'm not sure if I'm too interested in doing that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
how much was it?
Oh, I want to say it was like $18 or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Okay. I thought you were going to say 80. That's
and that might have been with like 10% off because I like pre-ordered it and stuff, knowing I'd play for this. But something around there.
Okay.
It's relatively cheap.
Yeah.
And it is throws enough new different stuff at you. You know, little levels where you're doing something different. And you're like falling off a building, or you're driving a motorbike, or whatever.
Right.
I thought this looked cool when I saw it announced a few months ago, whenever it was.
Yeah.
But then I got a little less interested because I've been playing a fair bit of Katana Zero,
which I
think is great, and it seems a little bit similar to that.
I haven't played
sort
Katana
of
Zero
slowing
yet.
Down, puzzle-ish in the sense of really having to work out how you clear a room and be pretty precise. Have a plan about what you're doing.
You don't have to be that precise with this. It's more like you can get away with not doing it at all.
Okay.
But it's got the sort of, I always compare stuff like this to Tony Hawk with like wanting to, I guess that was one of the first games that made me want to actually do it well for no reason other than the satisfaction of doing it well.
Oh, yeah. A really good combo system that feels really good when you pull it off.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's got that sort of, it's more asking you to be stylish for the sake of it, and it's kind of fun to do that because it's in slow motion and it feels good to dodge all this stuff, but you can get through it pretty easily.
Okay,
right.
You should play Katana. I think you'd really like it based on what you've said about this.
That's out in Australia now?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay, cool, because that was the one with all the
fake drugs
classification.
Yeah.
Here.
Fake drugs and they wouldn't bring it out.
Cool. Yeah. I might give that a go because, I've wrapped this one up. Like I said, not too long. But a fair bit of fun if you're looking for something in that vein of a 2D fast action shooter that's not got too much to think about.
Mm.
And the humor's fine. It's got like a nice little sort of through line of levity to it, which I enjoyed.
Can you do that review, sum it up in a noise?
But again, the head shake was what was doing a lot for me.
Yeah, made it seem more positive, which is what I think he was being.
That still doesn't seem that
bad. Well, but it's like a cheeseburger. It's like a cheeseburger. You know what I mean? you
do a better noise.
No, it's the fact that you can't understand my infallible system that is frustrating me. All right,
can I have an attempt at the noise?
Yeah, I was
going to
do.
I'll do a different noise because I think you're going
to
go too high. You're going to go too praise filled.
I can't help that.
Show me. Show me.
Okay.
Close your eyes, Knox. This is a verbal.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Well,
good
you
point.
Motherfuckers do that too next time then.
Okay.
No, you see, that looks like you've walked in. That noise was you've walked into your bedroom and your wife is in bed with like the postman and you're like, huh, there's still
See, I
post.
Saw, I was looking at Tommy's face, very positive.
Right,
so the
okay.
The face did do a lot.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Yep.
Listeners do it too.
What is he undoing my fly?
All right, here we go. That was annoyed. No.
That was more positive.
I would say that's you're surprised by how much you enjoy it.
There you go.
Okay.
The system works.
Yeah. No.
Have faith in the system.
That noise matched up with your half hour long description.
Yeah, the system was us telling you to not use shaking your head and shrugging your shoulders.
My original system.
And going, bleh. Oh, yucky game. Oh, bleh.
Never made that
but
noise.
But smiling.
What about, this is a review, while giving a thumbs up.
Yeah. Hold up the 10.
None of those are noises I even came close to making. And I've never made them in my life. I don't shit or fart.
Wow.
I'm a very unwell man.
What's happened to your toilet?
Nothing.
Someone sneak in there?
Just a secret, quiet seat.
Oh, okay.
That'd be great. Get on eBay and trying to sell your toilet. Someone coming around says, why are you getting rid of this? Oh, I just don't shit anymore. Yeah. I just don't shit or piss, so I'm getting rid of my toilet.
Yep.
Just yanking it out of the ground. Oh, there you go. Thanks for coming around. Yeah. Pipes.
You can just admit that you shit. No.
I don't need it. I don't need to do it at all. Now get out of here immediately and don't come back in for a couple of hours. I'm just going to be alone in here. Yeah. That's the only thing I do in
why
here.
Why have you got the bidet? Well, that's just for pleasure.
Yeah.
That's just.
Why have I got a hose? You know? Why has anyone got anything to pass the time until 2015?
Yes.
You guys have been playing a game that I was not at all interested in.
Right.
And the more and more I've heard people talking about it, the more and more I've gotten interested in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, throw at me either justification for that interest or the opposite. Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to... the opposite of justification.
I don't know. That's why I didn't say whatever the word is.
Well, the opposite of justification for interest would be justification for disinterest, I guess.
Yeah. That's sure. What you meant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I meant. I was just saying, Crash Bandicoot.
Start with a noise?
Yeah.
Okay. like my review.
This is okay.
Not just a noise.
Do we go icing first on this one?
Yeah. Let's try that system.
Ah.
Okay.
Have we said what game we're talking about, by the way?
Crash Team Racing.
Nitro Man.
Fueled.
Nitro Fueled. Yeah. Here's my review. Me. Me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, okay. I hate this system. We have to stop it from now on. Just words. Only noise that's worthwhile.
Yeah, we've been playing Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled. On, for me, the PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
The Switch.
Oh, so a comprehensive review here. Multi-platform. I'm fucking loving it.
Me too.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It is really enjoyable. It's harder than Mario Kart.
It's fucking brutal.
Yes.
The adventure mode is so fucked.
Medium? I'm playing on medium. Same. Yeah. And people are saying medium is hard.
Yeah.
Like, and it just is. It's like playing on 250cc. From the start.
Wow.
But it
it's
is
a lot of CC.
Yeah.
That's like watching the full series of The Nanny back to back.
Yeah. And it's
a
also
a lot of CC.
It's how many corn chips I will eat during that viewing. Exactly 250. But yeah, it looks beautiful. The port has been done by a different company who did the Crash Bandicoot trilogy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a different one. It's called like Bongo or something.
Bimbo.
Binox, that sounds right, yes.
I'm Anox.
Wow.
You can't dispute it.
No, that's true. I wish that I could.
Try and justify your disinterest if you want.
So Binox have done it.
Mm-hmm.
They've revamped it. They've revitalized it.
Mm-hmm.
It mechanically, because I played the original on PlayStation.
That's what I'm cute. Because I remember when we talked about the original trilogy remaster.
Yeah.
We felt like that was a reskinning, but that the game still kind of handled pretty much the same.
Yes.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
My impression of this, having not played the originals, is that this must be a complete redoing.
No.
Really?
It, again, feels very, very much like it played originally.
Interesting, because it also feels very current. It doesn't feel like you're playing an old... Kart racing games can date pretty badly in the physics and the mechanics and stuff.
Yeah.
But this feels very fresh.
That being said, there's not been a huge progression in the kart racing genre in the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah, we're not comparing this to a SNES game. This is a PlayStation 1 era game. Yeah.
That's still, I mean, Mario Kart 64 is the same era, and that would feel pretty different now, I think.
Yeah, probably.
But I guess if it had a reskin,
and 64
that probably
and
would do a lot of the...
fundamentally are pretty similar.
Yeah, I feel like this is the situation here.
Yeah.
It feels very similar. Maybe it's got that thing of like, it feels how you remember it feeling, but it actually feels way better.
Right.
But mechanically, like the power slide thing is exactly the same from what I remember.
So how is that different from the Mario Kart power slide? I've seen lots of people talking about power slides.
Yeah, this is the biggest challenge. It takes ages to get your head around this.
Yeah.
So going around a corner, you hold one trigger to start sliding.
Mm-hmm. So that is the exact same. You hop and then you slide, you hold the turn and you...
Yeah.
And then in Mario Kart, which is pretty much the only kart racer I'm used to, you...
You automatically build up a
boost. You used to wiggle the stick. You used to kind of go back and forth a little bit, but now, yeah, you go like, what is it, like orange, blue, purple.
Yeah. If you just hold it for long enough, you come out. So in this one, you're holding it down, you're in the slide, you've got a meter down the bottom of the screen that is filling up. If you push the alternate trigger at the right time, you'll get a boost, and you can do that up to three times.
So manual transmission.
Yeah. It's fucking hard to get your head around at the start. And there's also, I don't know if this is just me, I jumped in, I started adventure mode, I started playing. There's no like, here's the basic controls, here's what a power slide is, here's how you shoot. Like, I don't, like that comes up as like the hints while things are loading.
Right.
But I didn't get a tutorial.
You get a little thing when you finish, when you win a race, the little, what's the little mask man called? The little
Aku or something?
He comes up and tells you a couple little things that sometimes are relevant to the next track that you've unlocked.
Right.
Sometimes they're not relevant.
Well, a lot of the time it's like...
The melting point of steel is actually 914 degrees Fahrenheit, so I don't know how.
There was one where he taught me about a brake turn that then the next track had really sharp corners in it, and it was the first time I'd had to use them. But that's really the only time it's happened where it's directly related to the next track instead of just being overall, here's how you drift and power slide and whatever else.
Yeah.
But you're right, it does kind of... It is sort of staggered learning and little things like when you run into a TNT box, which is like a timed thing that's then attached to you that'll blow up in a few seconds. You can, if you just hop heaps, you can get rid of it.
Yeah.
But that's just on, that's just a hint that comes up on a loading screen.
Yeah.
It doesn't explicitly tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, visually, the this company has done an amazing job.
It looks so good.
It looks incredible.
Yeah.
Cool. Like even, like we were talking about this offline, Tommy, about how the design of like individual elements could be very lame, very 90s, but it's just done in this way where it's all cohesive. It is so richly colored and textured.
Yeah.
It just all works.
So I was saying to you and also on the show, I tried that Sonic racing game a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So itching for a new kart racer to play and I was very disappointed by it. And all the stuff that that wasn't doing for me, this is doing.
Yeah.
It's fluid, it's fast, it's fun, and like there is definitely some objectively shit character design in the Crash Bandicoot series.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of charming here where, you know, in the Sonic games it's so lame, but here it's just like some of these characters, it's like, wow, this complete roster for all of the two people that have any attachment to a huge bunch of these characters.
Yeah, I want
to
hear you say a fucking bad word about Ripperoo.
Ripperoo is disturbing.
Really?
It's a weird design, Yeah, it's odd.
I remember him being like, he was like had the swirly cartoon eyes when someone's crazy in a cartoon in the first game, I think.
He's wearing a straitjacket.
Yeah,
and
right.
I think in this, his like eyes look crazed.
Yeah.
And he looks disturbing.
He looks like one of the fucked up, you know, the weasels in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? There's the particularly demented one.
Yes.
I think same thing. He's in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
I think it's like Mario Kart characters at Disney. Crash Bandicoot characters are Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And the Sonic characters are DeviantArt.
Yes.
The three major studios.
Yes.
But yeah, it all just works. It's like the tracks look incredible. And it doesn't, I don't think it shows its age at all. Like I'm playing this with no nostalgia, no attachment to it. The only place I would say that it sometimes shows its age a little bit is in some of the course design feeling a little bit more restrained than tracks in more modern kart races have had to like evolve and become more and more crazy and over the top as things have gone along.
But I think
that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it any less enjoyable.
Well, no.
And I think I'm right about this. This has tracks from three different games.
I think it's two.
Yeah.
I think it's three.
What's the third one?
There was one called Crash Tag Racing or something. So there was the first one, the PS1 one.
Yeah.
Then there were two PS2 ones. Then I'm pretty sure it's drawn extra tracks from those two.
Interesting.
And neither of them were Naughty Dog. So it could make sense that even within this game, there'd be up and down track design because there's two or three different studios.
So the adventure mode, which single player thing, which is the really, really hard bit of it that we're talking about.
Which is something that's not in Mario Kart.
Yes.
I think it's great. I love this adventure mode.
So it's Diddy Kong Racing. Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
Hub World. Yeah. And I would love to see, I think they're long overdue with Mario Kart to incorporate some kind of single player thing that's not just a Grand Prix into it. Because it does... it just makes it a little bit – all you're really doing is just playing through tracks. But it does make it just a – like having a boss race makes it a little bit more interesting. Having a hub, having to unlock things to progress through.
Yep.
So that is just lifted from the original Crash Team Racing. But then all the other tracks that are in it from those other games, they're not – you can't access them in the adventure mode.
Yeah, right.
They're just
right.
separate. Which I guess it's a little bit of a shame that they didn't – kind of flesh it out.
Yeah.
Make you go through all the tracks, but whatever. It's fine. But that mode, so it's got a really brutal case of, I think the term is rubber banding.
Yes.
Where you, items can't really help you too much. You can have a really good lead. You can be driving brilliantly.
But you've got a rubber band tied around your dick and you're pulling it back.
Yes.
And at some point it's going to snap.
Yep.
And it's either going to snap on your dick, which will pinch.
Yes.
Or it's going to snap towards it.
I do it a bit differently.
Yeah.
Hand on the dick, rubber band around the neck.
Yes. Michael Hutchins' movie is in cinemas now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's that movie?
I think it's called Mystify.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was...
That's a Michael Hutchins' movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. The end. Sorry to spoil. Anyway.
Jesus. This rocked my world.
but yeah, and especially in the boss battles, like some of them can be...
I have not found the boss battles hard at all. I have found the courses hard.
The courses are really, really tough stuff.
Yeah.
And so they will just cheat their way to the front of the pack despite no matter how well you're doing.
Or like
It's fine. It's fine to have a challenge. I am enjoying it. I like the tracks and the visuals and the design and all of it enough that even when I'm losing again and again and again, I don't mind. I'm just having a fun time driving around the track.
Totally, yeah.
But it is objectively unfair.
It's so hard.
Because you're getting better and better and better. And never getting to a point where you're like, cool, I can see that I'm getting better because I'm winning these races a bit more easily.
My favorite thing in like arcade races as well. Ridge Racer, for some reason, I remember just fucking lapping cunts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So much fun.
Well, I've noticed specifically I'll be stuck on levels, on tracks, and I will notice the exact same two racers fly off at the start. They'll do the same moves, so they'll swerve around to get that exact crate every single time. Like, it's clearly just like they've programmed some to be harder.
Yeah.
And it's just there's no way around it. You've just got to try and get better or get lucky with your items.
Right.
And there are strategies to that. There are some tracks where it's like, okay, if I get a missile and then I hang on to it and I get up to here, if there's one guy in front of me, I'll just shoot them, go past and win. But if I'm using my missile straight away to get further through the pack, it's just a waste.
Yeah.
So there's definitely strategy to it, but fuck, it is a difficult game.
You need to get hard at the power slide to get good at the power sliding thing, and you need to be you need to be doing that every turn of every course.
Except not all of them, because sometimes it's better to just like go straight and then hit a boost afterward. It's like it's helpful, but
you need to master that.
You do. You need to master it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking this, that it's very funny that across all kart races, with Mario Kart, you know, they had the design thing of turtle shells being in Mario games. Yeah. So it's like, need a projectile weapon.
Yeah.
Turtle shell. Great. Every other kart racer that comes along that doesn't have that same thing, it's like, I guess it's a rocket.
Yeah.
Literally all of them, it's a rocket except Mario Kart.
Which Crash Bandicoot's sister, she has like a laptop, so that can maybe be something where you hack another kart. And also just weaponry.
Yeah.
Just live munitions.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can be some of it.
That is the other thing. The weapons box
Although
is being...
Crash had a little jetpack.
Yeah.
Is it that rocket?
No.
No.
Okay.
The items boxes being the crates from the Crash games and smashing through them feels a million times better than those wussy little fucking gem things that you drive through in Mario Kart. Feeling just smashing through a crate feels fucking unreal.
Yeah, there are elements of the Crash world that are like, oh, that's purpose built for a kart racing game.
Yeah, yeah.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
I haven't done any like multiplayer yet.
Me either.
I have done a bit of local just like races
and
that's fun. But the adventure mode has been where it's at.
It's really
for me.
Good.
Yeah.
The only sort of negative thing about the game is the unlocking system. Mm. It's got this mode called Pit Stop where you can you get currency at the end of each race, and you can buy skins and all that sort of stuff with that.
Can
but it's
you buy
so
that currency
high.
With real world money?
I don't think you can.
I don't think so, no.
No.
Oh, no. Like,
right.
But
it just
takes ages, and for whatever weird reason you can only get, I think because it's timed when stuff shows up that you can buy.
Right.
So you need to be on the internet. So if you play offline, you don't get any of the coins after the match. So I played a bit on the plane.
Does it remember them afterwards?
Or? I don't think so. Because it comes up at the end. It's like, no network connection. Sorry.
Huh.
But right. And the cost of things is so high. Like I'd played for a couple of hours, done heaps of races, accumulated, I thought, heaps, and still didn't have, barely had enough to unlock one character.
And what's in there? Is it? It's full on like characters.
Characters and carts and wheels and stuff?
Yeah, a couple of characters, a couple of just cosmetic things. Yeah. Like, okay. There's a lot of care put into like all the characters have different skins that kind of change their appearance quite drastically, which is cool. There is a lot of cool different cosmetic stuff that you can do. And they've said there's going to be DLC down the line. I think Spyro is going to be in the first update as a character, I think for free. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's great. Yeah. I can't recommend it enough, especially if you're after a kart racer. It's really good. It's so fluid and smooth. I haven't seen any side-by-side stuff, but it runs great on the Switch. There's no noticeable slowdown or anything.
Oh, people have complained about loading times.
Yes.
I have not.
Really?
It's been fine. Yeah.
I've heard that about the Switch and the Xbox as well.
Right.
I've heard it's a fairly universal thing.
And I've read a review of like, on the PS4 Pro, it's like 15 seconds. On the PS4, it's closer to 30. I counted one. It was like 14 seconds.
Really?
And I had not noticed it being long at all.
It's only when you're going into a race to start with from the hub world or loading up that mode. When you're retrying, it doesn't have to reload every time
you retry
the match, thank God. But yeah, what do you reckon, Nox? Have we swayed you? Are you going
to
go in?
Yeah, I think I want to play. I'm going to wait for it to be like on a sale or something. Kart races still, for whatever reason, are just in my head like fluffy things.
It has this element to this adventure mode that it's like a hard platformer.
Right.
Yeah.
It feels like the game, like the original platformer game of there is a difficulty to this that can be mastered and is higher than its comparative game on the Nintendo, your Mario version. Yeah.
Well, like a Mario Kart, you can, if you've been playing it, across the years, a new one will come out, the 50cc, you can go through and get all those cups gold, no worries.
Yes.
It's not probably until halfway through the 150cc. That you're going to start dropping some races.
Yep.
But this is like that first track.
Yeah.
And you can't progress unless you win, unless you come in first in the race. Right.
Yes. So the first time you have one track at the start, you beat that to unlock the second and so on. So it is gated like a platformer as well.
So the first time I played the first track, I came in third and I'm like, oh, that's okay. Well, I've got bronze. I can just move on and come back to this later. It's like, nah, can't. You can't do this again.
Yeah. No participation medals, kid. Yeah. You got to win.
Oh, not being able to remap the buttons is a bit annoying.
Yes.
Because it's...
The buttons, the way they are mapped, is unusual for a kart game.
Yeah.
And so is it like cross to accelerate or... Yeah. Right. PS1.
Yeah. That, yeah, right. Yeah. But, you play it for a few races and you get the hang of it. Yeah.
The annoying thing on the Switch, at least, I guess this probably isn't as annoying of a thing on the PS with that controller, but the drift buttons are the smaller left and right triggers, not the Z ones.
Oh, that would be
which
annoying.
Which are just, they're so tiny. Like you want that big, you want that big chunky one that's got the grip on it.
Yeah, no, that's fine on the DualShock, yeah.
Yeah.
No issues there.
Yeah, because they're both quite bigger. And it's, the bigger ones at the back.
Yeah.
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 Oh, well, can't win them all.
No, I guess not.
I reckon go in. It's great.
It's honestly, we sort of had a little poll in, not a poll, but a discussion in our Facebook group about games of the year so far.
Mm.
Slim pickings, but this is now in the conversation for me.
It's because not enough people have played Outer Wilds.
Yeah.
People have got to get on it.
Well, whose fault is that?
I'm going to say it. It's my fault.
Yes.
I know. I should have said more often every episode in a row since I played it that it's the best game of the year.
You told them to only release it on one console that not many people have.
Yeah. It's on the PC.
Well.
Plenty of people have them.
That's true.
Go to work, steal a Windows computer, take it home, play Outer Wilds.
Okay.
It's good.
I really want to play it.
Me too.
So we're going to play like what, Bloodstained all for next week? I want to play Judgment.
Me too. That. I'm intrigued by this Judgment game.
And then Mario Maker's out on Friday. Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
As in 2 days away from when we're recording this.
Yeah, as in one tomorrow, I guess, if you're listening to this. That's pretty crazy. I want that little fucking stylus. Where do you get that?
Shop?
Wow. Well, What? I'm not going to a brick and mortar.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe if there's someone that listens to this that works in at Nintendo and yeah. is a fan of the show and
yes.
has been to our live shows before. You
just
know,
email
maybe
asking for our mailing address. Yeah, maybe it's a simple
maybe
process.
Maybe he could post it. Or yeah. she could post us. Could post us some styli.
Yeah.
Three. Styli.
Yep.
Stylo. Good Gorillaz song.
You know, we're all pretty clumsy, forgetful guy. We probably need between 2 and 3 each.
Yes.
You know, we need some backups.
Yes.
Nine styluses. Yeah.
Probably for the best, because sometimes if I get sent things, I accidentally slip and they end up on eBay and I don't know what to do with them.
Old Butterfingers over here.
Oh, man. But my fingers are so buttery that I drop the thing into an envelope and type out a perfect description of what it is. A perfect description.
Butterfingers is what I call a lady who's really ugly, but her fingers are beautiful.
Oh, God. We'll be back next week.
There must be people out there, right, that are like not attracted in any way to the person they're with, but they're like, but those hands.
Mm. Yeah, people have a hand thing. Wasn't that a Seinfeld episode?
No,
someone had beautiful hands.
No, opposite. Oh, but George did become
George
a hand model.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah. They did every take on hands.
Yeah.
No one had medium hands, I guess, in any of the episodes.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to play Judgment.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's going to be, we were saying before the record that a bunch of hot couple of months, lots of stuff coming out.
Yep.
Exciting times.
Yep.
I think that's us done for another week. Just a reminder, if you're in Sydney or Melbourne, tickets now available, filthycasuals.com.au. Come see us live.
Yep.
If you'd like to support the show on Patreon, you can do that and get an extra episode every week. Thank you to everyone who does that. You also get to be in our wonderful little Facebook group.
Yeah.
Where we have a great time chatting to you guys. Everyone's super cool and chill in there. One of the most chill spaces on the internet,
yes.
I'm going to say.
Yep. It's like a freezer.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Or it's like a... Raditz.
A what?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if you don't get it.
Yeah.
That one's for the true anime fans.
You should be put in a cell for that take.
Damn. It was so scary how good that was that I went, boo. That's what I say when I get scared. Yep. I go, boo.
Yeah.
Just to try and get the ghost back.
Oh, man, you're really krilling it over there.
Peter? Is there a Peter?
Just give me a sign when it's done.
All right. Off you go, Coop.
I like that.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Fuck. Off you go, Coop. Took all my brain power.
I love the look that I see as I start doing that. That indicates to me that you've forgotten the bit.
Off we go, Han. Whatever.
You could have just made a noise.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.